We're here in a series on the Haggadah of how we can properly mekayem the mitzvah v'gadol levincha, how we can instill ourselves emunah on this night, how we can make it personal, understand it, make it real. We're up to number eight, which is Baruch Hashomer Havtachos L'Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Blessed is the one who guards his promises, blessed is he. Now, the question here is obvious. You meet a regular person. He promises you he's going to do something. He says, I promise, no, I'm going to get you. I'm going to give you my car at this time. Or I'm going to return your car at this time. Whatever the case is, I'm going to help you with something. I promise. He doesn't just say he's going to do it. He says he's going to promise and he's going to keep his word. And then he does it. He does you the favor. He delivers the item. He returns the item. You say, wow, you're so blessed. You kept your promises. The only time we would say that is if we had very low expectations. If I look at a small child or a thief and I do some sort of dealing with the thief says, I promise I'm not going to cheat you. And then he overcomes his natural desires of being a cheater and he acts honestly. I would say, wow, you're so special. You kept your promise. You're working on yourself. You're amazing. You're the best. You're unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosem is Emes. Hashem's stamp is MS. Blessed are you, God, you kept your promise. What's it talking about? How does that make any sense? Of course Hashem keeps his promises. The most basic, normal, good person keeps their promises. What in the world is the Torah, the Haggadah, trying to tell us that Hashem is blessed that he kept his promises? That's a given for any basic level human being. Chas v'shalom, we're viewing Hashem as some kind of bandit. That doesn't make any sense. That's the only person that we praise. What's going on over here? Seems to make no sense. And then we say again, Baruch Hu, blessed is he. What is the shot as to why we are blessing him? And we just blessed him. We just said, you're blessed because you kept the promises. Oh, and you're blessed. We just said you're blessed. We don't need to say it again. The explanation is that if it just went simple, Hashem promised us we're going to be a Jewish nation, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then it happened in an easy, simple way, it'd be one thing. But Hashem had to look at us throughout all of history and ensure that we are going to go on a path, a journey, which will get us to the goal. And that journey was not simple. We have all the way from the beginning of our inception as a people, from Yaakov Avinu, who was trying to kill him? Esav. Esav was trying to murder him. It says Lavan was trying to get him to Avodah Zarah, trying to destroy his family. Hashem constantly created situations where we avoided the things which would crush us, crumble us, and take us down. This is Hashem watching over us the whole entire time. Lavan couldn't get us to do it. We come to the Egyptians. The Egyptians were a horrible nation. Shtufei Zima, in all the low, horrible things of the world, they're called Ervas Haaretz, the nakedness of the whole land. Full of Avodah Zarah, Hashem wouldn't even enter in to Mitzrayim because of that. And what did Hashem do? He made the Egyptians not like us so much. Create a distance, because what happens when the Jews get too close to these kinds of people? We assimilate. What happens when we assimilate? Chas v'shalom, we are lost. So Hashem created a distance between us and the Mitzrayim. And that distance saved us. It brought us a closeness to Hashem. The distance to the Mitzrayim, the negativity they gave us, brought us a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the bracha, the blessing we're giving that Hashem was Shomer Havtacha. Hashem could say, if you guys were going to act as you do, if you were going to put yourself in the right situations, if no danger came upon, then you'll get the ultimate promise. But amongst all these challenges, Hashem could say, I don't have to act upon this. I don't have to step in. But Hashem was constantly guiding us at every turn from the beginning, all the way from the beginning, to ensure that we're going to come out a pristine, holy nation. Yosef and the brothers, machlaikes, Hashem sent him down. Hashem made Yosef rise to the top. Mechal kal everybody. You go through all the stories in Chumash, you see Hashem's unbelievable chesed in creating the Jewish nation. So Hashem's always dictating and meticulously going in every single little point to get us to where we need to be. What's Baruch Hu after that? Hashem, all those challenges which seem so difficult, we bless you for them. Because we realize they're good. Who was the ultimate lesson of this? Yosef HaTzadik, who was the one who ultimately got everyone to come down to Egypt for the Tikkun, which is the Kor HaBarzel, which is us taking away all our sigim, all the horrible little imperfections. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim did. So we can look back and say it was so horrible. We can look back and say Hashem is running the show for our good, which is precisely what Yosef told the brothers, which is the lesson which we have to learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yosef says, I went down to Mitzrayim, you think it was so bad. It saved everybody. And this is the lesson which we have right now in Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what we have to take out, that Hashem's constantly running the show, and the things which we think are so challenging, so horrible, so difficult, are ultimately for our good. That's Baruch Hu, that we can see that now. And that's what Yosef told the brothers. Yosef, who is the Hemshech of Yaakov, Toides Yaakov Yosef, see the Alshech there, and Alpi Kabbalah, it's clear that Yosef is the continuation of Yaakov. He's called the name of Klal Yisrael. He tells Klal Yisrael, he tells the rest of the brothers, guys, all these challenges, all the difficulties, the pain, the sorrow of Egypt are for your good. It purified us as a nation. And this is the lesson which we have in our own lives. When we read these words, Baruch Shaimer Avtechas L'Yisrael, Hashem has a promise to you that you are going to succeed. And all the challenges are Hashem. Hashem's guiding you through them, always making sure we're okay. And then, Baruch Hu, after everything, we realize it's okay. It's comparable to a child. You take him to a dentist, and he's screaming, he can't understand why you took him to this man who has a mask, a scary mask, and then drills, and it's drilling, and he has to get a shot, he sticks needles, he says, Mommy, Daddy, Tati, what are you doing to me? How could you take me to this scary, horrible person? And the answer is one day he'll realize that was for his good. Afterwards, he'll just be scared, be angry, cry. But that pain, that challenge brought him to the greatest place, and they'll say, thank you. Thank you for giving me that root canal. Thank you for giving me that cavity. Thank you for giving me that shot. Because if you wouldn't, I would have had my tooth pulled. I would have gone to much lower, deeper, and darker places. So this unbelievable matan HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us by putting us through the ringer, we're able to now say, wow, Baruch Hashem, we're the holy Jewish nation. We have imbued in us the emunah. We have taken out of us all the horrible things which the Derech Hashem says, the Ramchal explains that allowed us to become a nation. Agav, it says, the Kor HaBarzel, that's the Lashon of Chazal. Barzel is Bila, Rachel, Beis Resh, Zayin is Zilpa, Lam is Leah. It's the four Imos. They came from a places of Avodah Zarah, and that came into Klal Yisrael. And that was mixed in with Yaakov. So then that, we had to flesh that out and make us into a perfect, pristine, golden nation. And that's a lesson for all of life. We're going to go through challenges. And they are hard. They are difficult. They are painful. And there's no one that it pains more than Hashem. But we have to know, Hashem is doing for us a sifting process. This is something which we can tell ourselves when we're ready. And someone else, if they're asking for chizuk, tell them. This is the lesson of all of history. We then come to Vihi Sha'amda. And he upheld to our forefathers and us. L'avoseinu v'lanu. What did Hashem uphold? And how is that relevant to us right now? Hashem upheld the bris Bein Habasarim, which says we would leave Berechush Gadol, a giant wealth. What is that Berechush Gadol? The Alshech explains the Berechush Gadol is the spiritual bounty which we grabbed onto when we left Egypt. It was not really the gold, silver, diamonds, money. That was secondary. The main thing which we achieved is that we had spirituality. The Ksav Sefer says on the Pasuk, it says when they were leaving Egypt, they took gold and silver and the clothing. Rashi says, why did it say the clothing last? Because that was chaviv to them. They had gold. They had silver. Why is the clothing so chaviv? What's so special about it? Explains the Ksav Sefer, the clothing was so special because they had Shabbos now. They were in a spiritual realm. The gold and silver were monetary items. But beautiful clothing, they could use for Kavod Shabbos. What's the ikur, the main thing of a Yid? What's precious to him? What's chavav to him? The things he can do mitzvahs. This is the Rechush Gadol. That which we took in a spiritual sense. So that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Vihisha Amda, it's standing for us forever. And all of our exiles in history, as clear in the Netziv and many others, were all to help us retain our connection. Many times in history, we became too close, too assimilated, and we were losing our Jewish identity. We were losing the connection to our soul, who we are as a nation. Hashem says, okay, I'll exile you somewhere else. I'll kick you out of the land. I'll put you in pain. I'll distance you so I can bring you closer. This is the lesson of history. Over and over and over, we see it. That when we lose our Jewish identity, Hashem pulls it back. It's through difficulty, through challenge. And that's what the Satmar Rav says, V'hi she'amda, that hatred for the Goyim have for us, that stands as a barrier, a protection, a wall between us and them. So it may be challenging, and it is challenging, and scary, and difficult at times, but that's what stands for us throughout history. All of our difficulties, Hashem is keeping His bris bein habasarim, the Rechush Gadol, that we have spirituality. And there's nothing more valuable than our connection to Avinu Shebashamayim, to our Father in heaven. If there's one thing in the world which we could all have, which we should all wish for, which we should put our thoughts, speech, and action after, it's our connection with the Bari Olam. This is the Vihi She'amda.